playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
Cactus. Cactus.
Cactus.
Cactus. Cactus. This cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Cactus.
You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Cactus.
This is gonna be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Cactus.
Cactus.
At 12:00 midnight. Fuck you.
This is Roy. You're listening to the Snowplow Show. And it's Tuesday, October 21st, Tuesday evening. I'm recording this kind of late tonight. Usually I do these in the morning, but stupid real life stuff keeps getting in the way. This episode is sponsored by Neon Like Bjork. Thanks for the support, Neon. It's Neon's fault that I'm recording this late. At some point in the show, you're going to hear a bunch of phone calls that me and Neon did to, neighborhood people. With neighborhood problems, because we did some phone calls like that this past weekend. It was fun. I was sent a really awesome picture last week, I guess it was, from Octowin. I think he took it himself. It's a picture of a 7-Eleven Rewards Club sign, and it's called Club Roy at 7-Eleven. And it's like the 7-Eleven logo, but instead of 7-Eleven, it says Club Roy. And I think that's pretty amazing, because in the picture you see payphones, you see a Redbox machine, and then you see Club Roy. And I searched all over the net. I couldn't find anything about Club Roy. I guess it's just a local thing for this particular 7-Eleven or group of 7-Elevens or whatever it is. Someone told me, maybe it was Octowin, I can't remember, but they said that particular 7-Eleven is owned by a guy named Roy. And crap, I didn't even think to ask him like where the location, exact location was. Because if I had, I could call it up right now. Ask to talk to Roy or something, I don't know. Actually, that sounds boring and stupid. I'm glad it didn't happen. But I'm just mentioning this because of the high number of 7-Elevens that we've pranked over the years. And I'm going to put a picture, the picture that Octowin sent me, I'm going to put that on phonelosers.org as the picture for this show. So it's very important that everyone goes and looks at the picture, because it's an awesome picture. Club Roy. Something pretty amazing was posted in the 2600 Hacker Quarterly Facebook group. Last night, or yesterday, I guess, and then Lucky225 notified me about it. But this guy named John posted this message, and here's what the message says. He says, "My apartment building's web management software for maintenance lets me, or anyone else technically, view requests from other tenants by simply changing the request number in the URL. It gives their unit number, their name, their phone number, their email address, pet information, maintenance details, etc. What would you do? Notify apartment? Notify the web management software company? Or something else?" So this morning I spent over an hour looking at various apartment buildings, maintenance, web forms, hoping to find one that uses the same system. But I had no luck. I also looked at the name of this guy that posted this, and I searched for his name on White Pages and a bunch of other listings sites, and I couldn't find him because I was hoping to find out which apartment building he lives in so that I could look up that apartment's website and, look at their maintenance forms. But no luck, he doesn't seem to be listed. Damn it. I also sent a message to this guy John, said, "Hey, please give me the URL to your web maintenance webpage, or at least, at the very least, tell me the name of the software that your apartment's website uses." And Facebook says he read the message, but he never replied to it. So that sucks. Hopefully one of you guys can figure it out, though, and let me know, because that would be amazing. Basically, you fill out the maintenance form, like you're a legit tenant, and then up in the URL bar, there's a number assigned to your maintenance case. And all you have to do is change, the last number or two, and you can see past maintenance cases. And that would be hilarious. I could pretend to be the apartment building management company and, say wacky things to tenants. It would be like Tenants from Hell, but in reverse. It would be Landlords from Hell. Yeah, that really sucks that I couldn't figure that out today. I'm not going to give up on that. I'm going to keep looking at apartment sites and find another apartment building that has that same problem. And if any of you want to do the same thing, just kind of look at apartment building websites and fill out maintenance requests and see if the URL is something that you can change to look at other people's maintenance requests. Hopefully that's not considered hacking or anything. In the 2600 group, they were theorizing that this would be considered hacking, even though you're not really hacking anything. That would be a fun series of pranks to do if we could figure that out. Let's get to some requests. I'm really behind on requests. Let me find some requests to do. Here's a request from someone who is anonymous. He says, I don't mean to sound arrogant, but this will likely be the greatest prank call in history. I discovered this number about a year ago. On Yellow Pages, the place is listed as Chuck E. Cheese. But in reality, it's a food joint called Chuck and Cheese, run by an extremely angry Chinese man. Every time you mistake the restaurant for a Chuck E. Cheese, he is sent raging fury, asserting that it is just a simple sub shop. So let's see if I can completely fuck up what was supposed to be the greatest prank call in history.
Chuck and Cheese.
Hello, I just needed to find out...
Hello, Chuck and Cheese, can I help you?
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, great. I just needed to find out if you still give away free tokens for video games for, like, kids that have good...
I'm sorry?
You know, free tokens for video games if my kid has...
No, this is Chuck and Cheese House of Pizza, not a Chuck E. Cheese. You're looking for a Chuck E. Cheese.
No, this is Chuck E. Cheese. It shows in the phone book.
Chuck and Cheese.
Hello? Okay, that was rude.
Yep, hold on 1 second, please. Chuck and Cheese.
Hello, yeah, so about those tokens and the video games?
I can't hear you, man. Speak up.
About the tokens and the video games?
This is Chuck and Cheese House of Pizza. It's not a Chuck E. Cheese. You're looking for a Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah, no, this is Chuck E. Cheese. I got the right number. I know I got the right number.
We don't have tokens and video games.
What kind of video games do you have there?
We don't have those stuff. This is Chuck and Cheese House of Pizza. It's just a regular sub shop.
Do you have the big animatronics up on the stage?
I'm sorry?
Do you have the big animatronics up on the stage?
We don't have any games, sir.
No, not a game. Animatronic. Like a puppet?
We don't have anything like that. We just have food and seating. That's it.
Well, how can you call yourself a kid's place if you don't have stuff like that?
It's not a kid's place, sir.
Chuck and Cheese
House of Pizza.
Chuck E. Cheese is a kid's place. I'm
not
stupid.
It's not a Chuck E. Cheese, you moron. It's Chuck and Cheese House of Pizza. Wake up.
Hey, I'm not a moron. All right. I don't know if I'd call this the greatest prank in history, but I do like this guy. I think he's just in a good mood today. I need to save this number and do this again sometime. Let's give him one more try before I give up for the day.
Cheese.
Hello, could you tell me, do you have just the old classic video games there, or do you have, like, just the newer ticket machines for kids?
We don't have machines or video games. This is Chuck and Cheese House of Pizza.
I know, but do you have the machines that give out tickets for kids?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you have the machines that give out tickets for kids?
No, we don't.
Oh, well, how do they get prizes then?
I'm sorry?
How do they get prizes?
They don't. We don't have games for them to get prizes.
What kind of Chuck E. Cheese is this if you don't have prizes?
It's not a Chuck E. Cheese. It's Chuck and Cheese House of Pizza.
You just said it's not a Chuck E. Cheese, and then you said it is a Chuck E. Cheese. So which is it?
Chuck and Cheese House of Pizza, yes.
I know. That's what I'm talking about.
Listen, why don't you come inside? We can argue about that. Come in here, and we can argue about that.
I don't want to argue. I just want to bring my kids there for their birthday.
Well, there's other places you can take your kids.
Well, this is Chuck E. Cheese. Where else would I take my kids?
It's not a Chuck E. Cheese.
You said it's a Chuck E. Cheese. I heard you.
What a moron you are, man. Jesus, get a life, dude.
Get a life because I want to take my kid to Chuck E. Cheese? What a jerk. I don't know if I have the right guy. I can't tell if the guy's Chinese or not. But I don't know. Maybe I should save that number and call it back at nighttime. Or give it to some of the other prank hosts on PCN, see what they can do with it. I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to pass this number around. We can all have a go at this guy. But thanks a lot, whoever sent this, for giving me a number where the guy just insults me a bunch. I know that was your plan all along. I have a request from exactly 1 month and 1 week ago. That's how far behind I am on requests. It's from a guy whose name I'm not going to say because of the call that I made to this lady. I've already made the call. But the call is not even funny, okay? I'm just going to warn you up front. Like, there's really nothing funny about it. But I'm gonna put this one up anyway, because I just think it's funny what this lady's doing. The request says this. He says, I work at a grocery store, and this African-American lady was having her kids pass out these flyers for her business, quote-unquote, where she's selling tacos out of her home. I think she would be a really person to prank. That's what he says. She'd be a really person to prank. He couldn't think of an adjective, so he just left it out. Okay, sorry, I'm dragging this out. Okay, he says, you owe me because I spent $40 trying to make that damn drive-through device a couple years back and destroyed a perfectly nice toaster. If you listeners don't know what that's about, hopefully I'll remember to put a link in the show notes to my toaster prank where I got a bunch of you people to destroy your toasters. Teehee. Anyway, he says he works at a grocery store. It's called the Piggly Wiggly. And the other day, these two African-American children, he's really hung up on the fact that they're African-American. Approximately around the age of 10, a boy, and 14, a girl, we're handing out flyers, picture included, and it's a nice flyer, by our entrance for their mother who is selling tacos out of her home. And the funniest part is that the mother later came through my line with her children and brought a little over $100 worth of taco stuff with her food stamps card. So that's just hilarious. This lady figured out a way to start up a business using her food stamps card. That's genius. And then there's a picture of a poorly made flyer. It says taco sale in nice rainbow colors. It has her address. And the flyer says 4 ground beef tacos are served with rice and beans and 1 can of soda. Get like a whole dinner for $10. Has her phone number, and it says, please call to place your order in advance. Also remember to tell a friend. So this is just a genius money-making idea, and this lady is going to be rich for sure. In fact, since it's been a month and a week now, she's probably rolling in the dough by now.
Hello?
Hello. Hey, I'm calling to order some of those food stamp tacos. Can I get 8 of those, please?
Food stamp tacos?
Yeah, you know, tacos. The ground beef tacos with rice and a can of soda.
Who gave you this number?
I was on a flyer. You don't do the food stamp tacos anymore?
I don't know what you're talking about. What is your name?
My name's Roy. You don't sell food stamp tacos?
No.
Oh, well, how
old are you?
How'd your number get on this flyer? What's the matter how old I am? I'm just calling to order food.
It's for
for dinner.
Where's the sign at?
It's a flyer. They're posted up at the grocery store.
Oh.
You don't sell food stamp tacos?
No.
Well, that's weird. Who would put your number on this flyer for food stamp tacos?
I don't know.
You've never sold food stamp tacos before?
No. What school do you go to?
What school do I go to? I'm an adult.
Oh.
I saw the flyer and it really sounded delicious. I wanted to get some food stamp tacos for dinner. You just used to sell food stamp tacos?
No, I don't know what they are.
Oh. Yeah, it says taco sale. Do you live over on Blake Avenue? It has the address.
Blake Avenue? Who is this?
You don't live on Blake Avenue?
I don't feel comfortable telling you where I live.
Well, the flyer says Team Blake Avenue.
Okay.
And it says 4 ground beef tacos served with rice and beans and a can of soda. What kind of soda will it be?
Oh, my God. Okay, well, thank you for calling, but I don't know how you got my information.
Oh, well, it's on this flyer. I've told you that like 3 times now.
What store did you see this at?
The Piggly Wiggly.
Piggly Wiggly. Okay.
Yeah. You don't make food stamp tacos?
No. I don't. I work. I don't have tacos. We're not a restaurant or anything.
Oh. Well, it's weird. There's just these flyers and it says it's a taco sale.
Uh-huh. And who did they say to call? Is it a name on it, a restaurant, or...
No, it's just your phone number.
Yeah, this is crazy. Okay. So this is the only call I've gotten like this.
Oh, that's weird. I guess nobody else wants food stamp tacos.
Ron, you said, or Rob?
Oh, no, I said my name's Roy.
Roy, okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay, well, thanks for nothing. Thanks for not making me any food stamp tacos.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
So I can't tell if she's completely innocent or if she's guilty as hell. What do you guys think? I'm leaning toward guilty as hell. I did try to call her a bunch of times right after that because I had something else to say to her, and she absolutely will not pick up her phone for me now. She keeps hitting the fuck you button. You know, sometimes it'll ring 3 times, sometimes it'll ring, you know, 1 time. She will not pick up. So I'm changing my caller ID. I'm going to try one more time. One last try.
Hello?
Hey, it's Roy again.
Hi, Roy.
Hey, I have this voice stress analyzer thing hooked up to my phone, and it tells me that you're lying about the food stamp tacos.
Really?
Yeah. You're totally lying.
Okay.
It's like it analyzes your voice, and I have these little needles here on the desk, and it says you're lying.
Okay. Roy, hold on for a second, okay? I think I know what's going on here.
Okay.
Because I just saw my... Which Piggly Wiggly are you talking about?
Oh, the one over on Avenue.
Yep. You know where this apartment building is over there by...
Yeah.
Yeah. So, do you stay over that way by that Duran Piggly Wiggly?
Yeah,
or is
yeah.
it the one further down like...
Oh, yeah, it's the first one you said. The first option.
Okay. Yeah, I know a girl that lives over there, so I just called her and I asked her, did she see any flyers like that? And she laughed hilariously.
Oh.
And I was like, you cunt, fat, white bitch. Why would you do that? That's why I'm not friends with the whore anymore. You know, she plays little stupid-ass games.
Well, no, it's the weirdest thing, though, because I work...
I'm like...
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead with your story.
Here, watch out. I'm going to call her on three-way. Hey, Roy.
Okay, yeah.
Roy.
Yeah.
Can you do me a favor?
Sure.
I'm going to give you her number, and you call her, and you pretend like you're somebody else. I don't know anything.
Wait, why would I do this?
Because she must have given you my information.
Wait, but you said she's white, though, right?
Yeah, she's a fucking whore, bitch. She bucked down on all my guy friends and everything. They pay her $5 and $10 to suck their cock.
Oh, my God. She sounds like a whore.
Yeah, she's got a whole bunch of fucking mixed kids running around with dirty feet and shit. Fuck that white bitch.
Yeah.
But I want you, we're trying to, you know, you got that bitch on dope, strung out and everything, so we just keep that money rolling. But she lives over there, and she's mad. So this is what I'm thinking happened. The bitch is mad because she can't get no crack. So she probably went past my knuckle out, talking about some food stamps, you saying food stamp or food stand?
A food stamp. Food stamp tacos.
Food stamp. Okay, yeah. She probably went past my number up talking about some food stamp tacos, trying to, you know, just cause me problems. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't got time for this type of shit. So I want you to call her and fuck her head up a little more. She's a crackhead dope fiend.
Okay.
You know, she's a runner type bitch.
Well, what would I say to
you
her?
You know,
though?
We send her off.
What would I say to her?
I don't know. Anything you want to say.
Okay. What's her number?
Okay, hold on. All right, here we go. 886.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It's oh, she hung up. The first lady hung up. What the hell? What the hell was that?
Text her. Hello?
Oh, hey, you hung up. Why'd you hang up for?
Oh, I thought you were hanging up the car.
Oh, no, I was going to put her on three-way. It's going to be hilarious.
Oh, I don't want to be on three-way.
Why not?
Because I don't play games like this. I don't want to be bothered, really.
Oh, okay.
But you guys like to play on the phone, and you got time to waste. Go ahead.
What's her name?
But then you call me, and you let me know what they say.
Okay, what's her name, though?
What's her name?
I'll just call her Crack Whore.
Oh, Dreama. Dreama.
Dreama?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you let me know. Don't forget to call me back and let me know, because I wanna have some laughs tonight.
Okay. All right. I won't forget.
Okay. All right, Roy.
All right. See ya. All right. What the fuck have you gotten me into, Mr. Submitter of this prank? Oh, this is the weirdest thing ever. I was all ready to accuse her. I was going to tell her I was with the welfare office and we checked with the Piggly Wiggly security tapes and saw her buying the taco supplies. But maybe that's a bad idea anyway. I don't want to get the guy that submitted this in trouble. Why am I not saying his name? She's not going to figure it out. Robbie is the guy that submitted this. Thank you, Robbie. This is bizarre. And I guess I'm going to talk to a crack whore named Dreama now. What the hell? Why is this happening?
County Dispatch, Nikki.
Oh, I got the wrong number. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yep, no problem.
Bye.
Bye.
She gave me the number to a police station. I just got owned. Oh, I'm typing it into Google, and yep, that's a police station. That's why she didn't want to stay on the line. What the hell? This is so confusing. I feel like I'm on drugs tonight.
Hello?
Oh my god. Hello? The police station, they told me they ran the security tapes with me at Piggly Wiggly and they saw you buying the taco. Uh-huh. They saw you buying the taco supplies. It was you all along.
What?
Yeah, the police station that you gave me their number.
Holy shit.
And they're like,
"We eat tacos like every day." Like, what are you talking about?
And then they also said, "Yeah, we see on the security tape here that she had her kids passing out the flyers."
Yes! Oh my god, I remember when she was doing it! Oh my god! Hey, wanna get him on something else?
Okay.
Okay, get a pen and a paper.
Oh no, I don't use that. It's 2014. It's all digital, man.
Oh, well then, what are you gonna use?
Look, this is just getting too complicated. I just want some food stamp tacos. Can I come to your house and have a food stamp taco?
I know what you want.
A food stamp taco.
But you can't get it from me. I know, but you can't get that from me.
Okay, what do I want?
I tell you where you can.
What do I want?
I know what you want.
What is it that I want?
You know.
No, I don't. A food stamp burrito?
Something on a white horse.
Something on a white horse.
That's what you're really looking for, aren't you?
This is confusing. What was that weird noise I just heard?
This is a trap!
Oh, crap. Have I been tricked?
That's music. I'm sorry, that's music, sir.
Oh,
now, what is it that you want?
Oh, I work from the welfare office. We're revoking your food stamp card because you're making tacos and trying to sell them to people.
Holy shit!
With your food stamp money.
Holy shit!
You're in big trouble, young lady.
Holy shit! Okay.
Yep. So take your food stamp card and you have to tear it up. Tear it into pieces.
You know what? If I could find a few of those, I would after I swipe them. Do you have any of those?
Yeah, you want to buy some cheap?
You bring them, buddy.
All right,
I'll
be over in 10 minutes. I'll trade you food stamp cards for food stamp tacos.
No.
I'll be there in 10 minutes.
Woodman's, come on. Come to Woodman's.
No, I'm going to come to your house.
Are you?
Yeah, I got your address. I'll be there in just 10 minutes, all right?
You make sure you bring Dreamer with you.
I will. We're going to ride that white horse.
Right. Come on.
All right.
I got something for both of you.
Bye, honey baby.
All right, honey baby.
Mwah, mwah. Holy crap, I don't know what just happened. Wow. Alright. I think the guy that submitted this must be friends with this lady. No, I don't really think that. That's just bizarre. I'm not sure what just happened. I'm gonna go back and edit and listen to all this and try and figure out what just happened. Yeah, thanks for the submission, Robbie. I'm scared now. What do you guys think? Was she guilty? Was she not guilty? I'm really confused about this one. I'm pretty sure that was Crazy Eyes from Orange is the New Black, wasn't it? It's voicemail time, and whatever's in the voicemails today, you're not going to out-weird that lady I just talked to. You're not going to out-weird Crazy Eyes. These voicemails are going to be boring today.
I had an idea. What you have to do is put Miss Cotton's death in the podcast
she
intro.
She didn't die. I didn't kill an old lady.
Cactus. Oh! And she dies because you killed an old person.
That'll be how it ends. That'll be how the intro ends.
You have to do. All right. Fucking PLA is awesome.
Thanks. Really, I don't think Mrs. Cotton is loud enough to put in the intro. Because it's just like a clang noise and then she goes, oof. I don't know if that would work in the intro.
Hey, Brett, how's it going? I was just wondering, why is your head shaped like a muffin? A muffin. That's right, a muffin. Bye.
Why is my what?
I was just wondering, why is your head shaped like a muffin? I was just wondering, why is your head shaped like a muffin? I was just wondering, why is your head shaped like a muffin?
What the hell's he saying? I cannot answer your question. I don't know if your phone cut out or if I'm just not understanding.
Hi, this is Michelle Clevenger. You're candle-chewing cunt, and
Fuck you, you're weird.
Hey.
Health is good. I gotta be hydrated. Hydrated is important. I can shake it off with the 89 shirt. I gotta see, this is how we do. I'm like, no thanks to the guy for thoroughly upsetting me.
Wait a minute. That's not Michelle. I can tell. Somebody trying to trick me. It's not really Michelle. I can see right through these pranks, you guys.
Hi, Brad. This is Sensei Floyd from the Yamashita Karate Dojo. I saw you looking at me when you rode by on your motorcycle. Why were you looking at me? If I see you look at me or my dojo again,
why does it sound
I'm
like you're
tell
reading?
Your mom and have her slap your ass so red you're not going to be able to walk straight tomorrow.
Ouch. Anything but that. All right, one more. One more voicemail.
Hi, Brad. This is Jason Bennett here. It's the bloke who sent you that Australian call cat. I just wanted to thank you very much for the inspirational message you read out. It helped me and my family through a very tough time. And I also jizzed all over the inside of your hat.
Ah.
And I partially cleaned it so you can't see it. Enjoy.
I wondered why that hat stayed on my head so well. Yeah, that guy Jason, he sent me a hat, and it has corks hanging from the brim, I guess you'd call it, all the way around it. And every time I turn my head, a cork swings up and hits me in the face. That's the kind of feature I want in a hat. Has things hanging on it that hits me in the face. Best hat ever. Damn, I have a lot of voicemails. I have 20 left after that. And it looks like they're not all from that Oregon guy. I see one from the Oregon guy. Only one from the Oregon guy. Okay, I'm going to quickly listen to the one from the Oregon guy.
I'm sorry. My sincere apologies. And you're a dick because you erased my last apology to you. So, bye.
Well, that's what you get. Leaving too many messages. Can't listen to all of them. I think there was 10 messages last time. They were all, like, you know, 2 and 3 minutes long. It's 20 or 30 minutes. I'd have to sit here and listen to your crazy performance art. No, I don't mean to be a dick or anything. It's just, I don't know. I can't listen to a billion messages by one person. I'm too important. I don't have time for things like that. I think it's time to play mine and Neon's phone calls from, I think it was Sunday night, maybe Saturday night. I don't remember. We did shows 2 nights in a row this past weekend, but it was mostly phones ringing, and there was this really annoying high-pitched squeal throughout the entire show, which I tried to clean up in these prank calls I'm going to play. It's like 20 minutes of phone calls that me and Neon made to people in a neighborhood that lived very close to her. Please excuse any weird audio quality issues that you hear, but trust me, it sounds better than it did when I started. If you want to hear the entire show, though, it was around 2 hours long. Just go to mixler.com/prankcallnation/showreel, and I forget what it's called. I think it has my name in it. It says Brad or RBCP or something. But I'll also try to include a link to it in the show notes, so you can just click on that and listen to it there. It's boring, though, really. It's like me and Neon talking a bunch, and there's a lot of phones ringing, a lot of prank calls that don't work out. Better to just listen to it this way. Both of our shows from this past weekend are up there, though. Oh, and as long as I'm talking about PCN, before I play these calls, just real quick, I kept seeing everybody was posting pictures of their stickers that GAD sent them. A bunch of PCN stickers. So I ran to the post office today. I wasn't even going to go to the post office today, but everyone was getting their stickers, so I had to go to the post office and get my stickers. But I got some really cool stickers here. I have a sticker for Madhouse Live, one for JAG TV, Mop Riding with Dwight, and there's a PCN sticker. There's Blog Talk Tonight with Dwight. Why does he get two? That's bullshit. There's Baz's International Cultural Exchange, and there's Sloth's Science Show. I think that's everything. I have a lot of stickers on my laptop. But yeah, that's the kind of things you get for signing up for PCN's Patreon campaign, not to be confused with my Patreon campaign at patreon.com/phonelosers. But if you want to support prankcallnation.com, and I swear the money doesn't go to me, it goes toward Prank Call Nation stuff. We're going to make stuff happen with it. You can support that at patreon.com/prankcallnation. We're also working on revamping the website at prankcallnation.com. Everyone should go visit that and see what we're doing. Right now, it's a little messy. We need to put some of those 90s-era blinking construction sign things all over it. Under construction, site under construction. Workmen doing jackhammers and stuff. Yeah, I'm gonna throw a bunch of those on there tonight. Okay, I'm shutting up now, and here is me and Neon's show from Saturday or Sunday. I don't remember.
Hello?
Hey, Don, this is Dave down the street from you.
Uh-huh.
I happen to work for the Department of Game and Fish.
Yeah?
And I noticed those rocks in your front yard, and I recognize those rocks from the lake, and I know that you stole them. Yeah, we're going to need you to bring those back to the lake.
Who is this?
The river, not the lake, but you know.
We didn't steal any rocks. They've been here since we moved here.
Oh, okay. Well, how long have you been there? Because they're definitely stolen. I recognize them.
Well, we've been here probably 17 years.
Okay. Well, you know, that's illegal to have stolen rocks from the river in your yard.
Well, let me let you
talk
to my husband.
Hello?
Hello, this is Tom.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Dave down the street.
Yeah.
I work for the Department of Game and Fish. And
yeah.
I've been noticing those rocks in your front yard.
And yeah, they came from my backyard when we moved in. They were already here.
Oh, listen, I ran them against the database. And they are definitely stolen rocks from the river. They're markers. They're actually markers for people who have drowned in the river over 20 years ago.
I don't think so, sir.
The name is the people that drowned, Chris Tompkinson and Christine Tompkinson. They were husband and wife.
I don't know what to tell you. And they were already here on this property when we moved in. They were in the backyard.
Those were their grave markers, and you need to give them back.
Well, I don't know why you're calling this late at night, but you know what? You need to go bother somebody else and talk to my attorney.
I think it's disgusting,
buddy,
that you would steal grave markers.
Hello?
Hey, it's Tom Cook. I live around the corner from you.
Uh-huh.
Over on Ocelot. I'm on the same street as you.
Okay.
I'm your neighbor.
Are you kidding?
No, really. I'm your neighbor. I live just down the street. My wife is Lucille. Say hi, Lucille.
Hi, how are you? We love living on Olcott. It's awesome.
Yes, it is a nice street.
You have the green trim on your house, right?
You know what? I don't know what color it is.
Don't you ever go outside?
I do, but I don't pay any attention.
It's like this really sickly puke green, and it's disgusting, and it's bringing down the value of my house.
Well, that's too bad. Good night.
Hey. Hey, it's us again.
Yes, what do you want?
About your trim.
I don't want to hear about it. It's bedtime. Good night.
Can you go out and look at it real quick?
Hello?
Hi, may I speak with Michael, please?
He's not home. He's at work.
Okay, well, actually, I'm calling with the county clerk's office, and we want to know if Michael is registered as a sex offender, if he's come in and spoken with his probation.
You must have the wrong Michael. And
I don't think
midnight.
So. It's it's your zip code. We have that down on the Megan's Law area and to catch a predator site. So we actually need to make sure that you will not be having trick-or-treaters this year. It's the Project Boo. Have you heard of that, sir, ma'am?
First of all, why would you be calling at midnight?
We want to make sure he's not up to his lascivious acts with minors.
Again, what is your name? Who is this calling?
This is Leah Tompkinson, calling with the county clerk's office. Is there another number at which I could reach him then, if you're going to be so difficult with me?
I'm writing this information down. I have no idea what you're talking about right now. You woke me up.
That's really not my concern if your husband is not faithful to you.
Tompkinson? And what is your number to reach you at?
Well, what do I need to give you all of that information? You can just give me his number, then I can just reach him. It sounds like it's a personal matter, more for him.
I don't even know what to say to this right now. I have it feels like this is a prank call. Sorry.
No, not at all. Why would you think so?
Because it's midnight on a Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Who would be calling at this time of the night? about something like this.
Somebody that needs to get their job done. I need to get it done before the end of the week. People go to church on Sundays. Sorry that you and your family just don't believe in that.
You can call back tomorrow.
No, because Sunday should be the day of rest and even when your husband should put it away.
Click.
Oh, no.
Was she giggling at you?
She's just like, what?
I thought I heard her laugh at some point, or maybe it was a cry, I don't know.
Her innocence is lost.
Yep, forever.
The fidelity is gone. Even pedos rest on Sundays. That's right, evil ideas.
You just ruined a marriage.
Oops. She's probably calling her husband right now.
Are you a sex offender?
I bought all this fucking candy. I swear to God. Not again.
This is the last time.
Hello.
Hi, is this Elroy?
Speaking.
Yes, I'm calling. My name is Leah Tompkinson, and I'm calling with the City Public Works Department. I apologize for the late phone call. We're doing a random audit of homeowners' landscaping, and I see that your entryway is quite jagged and appears to pose a risk or a health risk to those that may solicitors and those people, especially for young children that may be coming around for trick or treating. We are actually going to send an auditor to your house to evaluate the property and make corrections to the entryway.
I don't think it's that jagged.
Why don't you call me tomorrow?
This is midnight.
I understand, sir. I'm trying to get through this list. I was given, you know, I had to come in late and finish it. But the city's going to fix it for you once we determine all of the site, what we need to do to either site you or fix it. And we will go ahead and fix it and also bill you for the cost.
Well, I'll have to see what you're talking about. I have no idea.
Yeah, and also your trees also post a threat because they're really fucking ugly.
I don't know. Goodbye.
Also, the rocks that you have in your front yard, did you steal those from the river?
He's gone. He deserves a callback.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, Elroy. I'm sorry we were disconnected. Would you like to speak to my supervisor from the Public Works Department?
Not tonight.
Go ahead, please.
It's
go
midnight.
Ahead.
Now, Elroy, this is goodbye. The supervisor.
Yeah?
How would you like us to come there tonight and just chop down your trees? You wake up in the morning, you don't have trees anymore.
Okay, go ahead. I'll get my attorney.
No,
goodbye.
You have no rights.
I like the guy. He's like, wasn't that jagged? Oops.
Why would they do that? It looks stupid anyway. I mean, it doesn't
just
even...
trying to be different. I don't know.
I'm not going to follow their rules, man.
We're calling for the Public Works Department on behalf of OCD Anonymous. Please correct it. It looks, to me, for my OCD, I don't like it. I'm like, ugh, this doesn't fit together.
Wait, you should drive over there and fix it tonight. Just go out to Home Depot and buy a little bit of cement. Just cement the top of it, you know? Just cement over the grass so you don't have to...
Oh, my God. This is scary because it's actually not that far. I mean, it's far enough away, but it's still not. I mean, I could probably do it in like 5 minutes or something.
Yeah, over there. And then print out a bill from Public Works.
Oh,
hello.
Hi, my name is Leah, and I live down the street. I got your phone number from the White Pages, and I just wanted to talk to you about your tree that you have out front.
We don't have a tree. We don't have a tree out front.
Oh, maybe it was your overgrown grass? I can't remember. I don't know. I was walking by, and I fell in the bushes that are right there by your house, and I just wanted to discuss what what we're going to do about it.
Hang up. I really said that.
That woman is so rude. I totally fell and hurt myself. I've been at the hospital all day.
Did you hear? That was great.
She'll hang up.
Hello?
Hello, is this Jack?
Yes.
Hi, Jack. This is Leah. It seems that we were cut off. I was talking to you about my fall that I had in your yard.
We don't have a tree in the front yard.
But you have a yard.
Yes.
And I fell in it.
You fell in it?
Yes, I fell in it. I tripped on one of your sprinklers on your lawn.
So?
How dare you? That's terrible. I hurt myself.
Well,
I had a compound open fracture to the left ankle.
Well, if you're walking in the deal, that isn't my fault.
It's lawsuit time. You know, my husband and I have been at the hospital all day, and I'm probably not as lucid as I should be, but I'm very upset and I'm in quite a bit of pain.
Well, look, you're walking down the deal and you walk on the lawn. That's not my fault.
The lawn is part of your property.
I'm sorry. You just have to consult somebody else because and you walked and tripped yourself. That's it. Right.
No, I didn't trip myself. I tripped on your sprinkler because we were taking a shortcut while we were walking, and this is all your fault.
He hung up. Why do you keep calling it the deal? You're walking on my deal. What the fuck's the deal? Your call gave me an idea.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Donna?
Yes?
Hey, it's Roger. I live down the street from you over on Petrus.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry to call so late. I have kind of a problem. I was jogging past your house, and I don't know, one thing led to another. I was on your roof, and I fell off your roof. And I landed right on your sidewalk, and I hurt myself.
Why were you on our roof?
Well, it's none of your business. What I'm saying is, you know, I hurt myself, and I don't know. I think it's kind of your fault. You know?
Just you think so, huh?
Well, I would think so. It happened on your property. Your roof was... There's no rails or anything along the side of your roof. I was, like, right at the peak of the roof, and I fell off and landed on the sidewalk in front of the door.
Well, where do you live on Petrus, Roger?
I'm just around the corner, like kind of, I don't know, not even three blocks in the 7,000 block.
Oh.
Yep. So what are you going to do about it, though? I fell off your roof. And you're liable for this.
Just a minute here. I think I need a little more information.
Okay, all right. Is it going to take forever?
Well, you know, he called in the middle of the night, so you're going to have to just be a little patient, don't you?
Okay, all right. Just please hurry, all right? Because I'm in pain, you know? You don't need to be grouchy with me after you, you know, hurt me this much. Oh my God, she's so slow.
What was that?
Nothing. What are you doing?
Trying to get some stuff.
What kind of stuff are you getting?
You call me in the middle of the night.
I know what time it is. I'm not retarded like you.
So let me just repeat all this, okay? So you were on the roof of our house for reasons that are none of my business.
It's in my jogging path.
You fell off my house onto my sidewalk right in front of my door, and you hurt yourself. And you feel like I owe you money.
Well, I hurt myself on your property, and that means it's your fault. Do you have insurance? I'm going to need your policy number.
Hey, buddy. You're not getting anything.
Yes, I am. I fell on your sidewalk. I took pics. She's gone. Did you like the idea I stole from you at least, though?
Yes.
Saying I hurt myself on their property.
It sounded better when you said it anyways. I was going to say, tell her you stay in the concrete for just in time for Halloween.
I should be like, I was flying a helicopter over your house and I fell on your property.
Hello. You've reached the white president.
Whoa. That machine
is old. If this message is important, please leave your name and a phone number where you can be reached, and I will determine whether this message is important enough to answer.
Whoa. Thank you. What an asshole.
Hello. You've reached the white residence.
That's racist.
If this message is important, please. Hello.
Hello, Eugene?
Yes, who's calling?
It's Dave from down the street. I live just down the street from you.
Yeah?
I tripped on your property, on your sidewalk. I fell right in front of your front door. Just not even an hour ago.
Yeah?
I fell in front of...
What were you doing on the sidewalk?
I was laying there, bleeding. I fell down.
No. I'm saying, what did you do? Why were you there?
I fell out of a helicopter.
Fell out of a helicopter? Oh, come on. This is no time for joking.
No, I'm not joking. I was doing a flyover, and I fell out of the helicopter, and it landed on your property, and I think it was your fault. I think you're liable for this.
Oh, God. You woke me up for this kind of crap.
Oh, don't use the C word. I'm a Christian, and it is Sunday.
Good night. Don't bother calling this number again, please.
Why? Why not? You have to pay my medical bills. Did you hear that heavy sigh?
He's like, well, I was going to say, this is good enough for you to listen to.
He deemed my call worthy to pick up.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Newton?
Yes.
Oh, well, I better put my wife on. Are you sitting down?
I can be.
Okay. This is Dave from down the street. I'm going to put my wife on. Just hang in there, okay? Just hang in there.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Here you go, honey.
Hi, Mrs. Newton. My name is Leah. I'm so sorry to call you so late. I was up on your roof, and I fell off, and I have an open compound fracture to the ankle. I just was released from the hospital.
When were you on our roof?
Just probably about an hour or so ago.
You were on the roof of our house?
Yes.
Where do you live?
I just live down the street. I thought I was on my house, but I was on yours. And quite a bit of pain.
Man, I just got in bed. I've been in the hospital. My husband's in the hospital, so I've been at the hospital all day.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I don't care. It really is. It was so bad. Do you have any painkillers?
You know, I do have some, kind of like Vicodin, but, you know, this is really weird this time of night.
I know. It was just such a crazy thing. But I'm in desperate need, and I'm having so much pain. That's why my husband had to call. I think I actually cracked your sidewalk, and may have stained it with some blood.
You know, this call sounds really crazy to me.
I know it does, but I think if I can just get the painkiller in there, I think it won't sound as weird. Do you want to take some painkillers together?
Pardon?
Would you like to take some painkillers together? Do you have enough?
You know, please don't call here anymore. This just does not make any sense to me.
Are you dreaming?
No, I'm wide awake, but this does not make sense to me.
Well, just because it doesn't make sense to you doesn't mean it's not true. I'm hurt.
Where exactly do you live?
I live down the street. You know, I'm feeling like it's lawsuit time here. I was trying to be nice and see if we could work this out together, but maybe you can tell your bullshit to the judge.
Yeah.
I'm so hurt. I mean, I'm in so much pain, and I need those pills. I need that medicine.
You know, I think maybe you better tell your story to the judge. This sounds really strange to me.
Have you been already taking the pills then?
No, I'm not taking any pills.
You know, you shouldn't blame the victim here, okay? I wasn't asking for it. It's called an accident, but you know, it was on your property, and it's something you're liable for.
I don't know what you were doing on my house, and top of my house an hour ago.
You're the one that's negligent. You don't have rails on your roof like for disabled people, handrails.
Well, what would a disabled person be doing on my roof?
You would be surprised what disabled people can do.
Well, okay, you go ahead and call the judge.
Do you know which one I should talk to?
Anyone you care to talk to.
It's not going to be in front of a judge. I'm going to take you to Judge Judy. Judge, jury, and executioner. I think you've been taking the pills, madam.
I like how she told you to call the judge. Like, you know, just bypass the police and lawyers and everything.
Tell your bullshit to the judge, lady.
Skip the middleman. Let's just go straight to the judge.
That's the end of the Saturday Night Show with me and Neon. It was Saturday night, not Sunday. It was Sunday morning, technically, because most of it was made after midnight. But yeah, late Saturday Night Show. Good times. Jayad heard those, and he said we need to tell the people that were calling that the reason we were on their roofs is because we were doing parkour throughout the neighborhood. You know, jumping off of things, running up the side of trees and stuff. Yeah, we need to try that next time. That is going to be the end of today's show. It's up to almost an hour, and I still need to put this stuff up on the interwebs. So thanks for listening, everyone. And thank you for supporting the show, Neon. Don't forget to support the show. Patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.org/cactus. We'll get you dozens upon dozens of secret shows, hopefully years from now. For now, just one, though. By the way, thank you, person who keeps sending me 19 cents every other day with bitcoins. I love having my bitcoin account be just like line after line after line after line of 19 cents. 19 cents over and over and over. It's the best thing ever. I'm not complaining. I appreciate the support. No, really, thanks for the 19 cents every couple days. It's weird. Weird and awesome. Holy crap, it's 11:20 p.m. I still have to finish editing and try and get this up before I go to sleep. I'm gonna be tired tomorrow, and it's gonna be everyone's fault except mine. Good night, everyone. I'm gonna leave this show with a new song from Rappy. Another new song. This one's called My Life's on the Line. And you can watch the amazing video for it on youtube.com/RappyMcRapperson.
Deep in the heart of Marshall County, about a mile outside of the fabulous shores of Lake Maxincuckee, the Hamptons of Indiana, there exists a dreary little factory, and people from the four county area come to work and slave away. And this is our story of our slavings and toiling.
Stop whining.
A factory's employment, toiling void without enjoyment, weld assembly coil assortment, hell is boiling in this torment. That's life on the line, my life's on the line, so arduous and dreary. That's life on the line, my life's on the line, we're burdened so severely. Waves of weary faces crash into the line's oasis, guided by a dollar's siren cast upon our hapless island. That's life on the line, my life's on the line, conditioning components. That's life on the line, my life's on the line, past vagrancy's atonement. Layers of conveyor belts push prayers past proud purveyors. Hell is manning this machine designed to blind a young man's mind. That's life on the line, my life's on the line, we're burdened so severely. That's life on the line, our life's on the line, my uncle clocked out early. This line's a vicious mistress, she's malicious and ambitious, and her stamina's fire ravages 5 miles out spiraled parameters. That's life on the line, my life's on the line, they said welcome to hell. That's life on the line, my life's on the line, Beats by Dre headphones don't assemble themselves. Whee! Yeah, break's over, get over here, you dummies, and put out your dumb cigarettes and start back to work, you big bozos.
Fell out of a helicopter.